One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal, and it may be too late when you discover he is mentally ill.
Now, where is that plaid shirt of mine? From the very edge of the civilized world, from the first country to see each new day, comes a podcast unlike any other. A podcast that's been here since before others, and one that will be here after some have gone. This is the Amerinds Podcast, episode 150, the second anniversary. Well, was that a sufficiently dramatic opening for such an auspicious occasion? Hi again, and welcome to the Amerinds Podcast, episode 150. This is the second anniversary episode, and today is Friday, March 27th, 2009. I posted the very first episode of Amerinds Podcast on Wednesday, March 28th, 2007. And I think the what I said in the show notes of that very first episode were probably more prescient than I realized. I said, what was I thinking? And 2 years later, I'm still wondering the same thing. Those who have been with me since the beginning, or who have gone back to listen to episode one, know that in that first episode, I played an audio clip of George Bush and Helen Clark in the Oval Office after their meeting together. Now, today I had planned on playing another audio clip relating to Helen Clark, specifically the UN, the daily UN press briefing, where it was announced that she had been formally nominated. Unfortunately, the only audio clip I could get was extremely low bitrate, and it sounded like they were talking underwater. Couldn't find anything at the UN website because, well, let's just say it's not the best website in the world. And so there will be no audio clip. Take my word for it, though, there would have been one. But the gist of it is that she was formally announced and nominated to the General Assembly, which had to sort of rubber stamp the appointment. So that's all done and dusted. Now, yesterday, I made a cryptic remark talking about some breaking news I would have today. And I actually held off recording specifically so I could mention this. And that's that the Royal Commission into the Governance of Auckland has come back with its report. Now, a Royal Commission, I should back up a bit, a Royal Commission of Inquiry looks into matters of public importance, as they're considered. And there are things that the government of the day wants sort of outside advice on. And they're politically, the Royal Commissions are politically neutral, and they're independent of the government. Now, the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Auckland Governance was established on October 29th, 2007, and for the past 18 months, they've been looking into the way Auckland is governed. Those of you who have been listening to the podcast for a long time will know that Auckland is actually made up of seven different councils. There's four cities and three districts that make up the Auckland City, Auckland region. And that sort of jigsaw puzzle of jurisdictions has made it really difficult to manage growth in this region and has actually held it back, considering that over a quarter of the population lives in this region. Well, the Royal Commission came back today with their recommendations that all of these councils be merged into one city, which will be called will be ruled by a council called the Auckland Council, which, I don't know, we'll see about that. And there's a whole lot of implications in this and a whole lot of things that have to happen before that actually occurs. For instance, Parliament has to approve it. So this story is going to be going on for quite a while to come. And I'm going to have more about this next week after I've had a chance to actually look at the report and see what they said. But it is a very big deal, both for New Zealand and even for the region. Because if the city is actually formed, it will be the largest single territorial authority in all of Australasia. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, now how can that be? Because Sydney has more people in it than all of New Zealand. Well, Sydney does, but Sydney City doesn't. The thing about, and I've talked about this before, the thing about cities in this region is that they tend to talk about them in terms of the greater region, the metropolitan region, if you will. And the actual geographic city that bears the name may be relatively small. Sydney City, I think, only has like 100,000 voting residents in it, I think. But the 4 or 5 million, whatever it is, in Sydney is the Sydney region, what we in the U.S. might call the metropolitan region. So if Auckland City is formed, if this new super city is formed, it will have about 4.2 million people in it, which will make it the biggest territorial authority in Australasia. and a very big deal indeed, and especially considering it will have over a quarter of the population of New Zealand residing within it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. There are a lot of implications about it, including some I'm not really prepared to talk about right now, but I will be coming back to this subject in the future. Now, today I'm going to have several segments divided by various messages, and it'll give me an opportunity to comment on some various things as we go along. But right now, let's start with the very first phone message that I received.
Hi, Arthur. This is Luna. I've never called in before to your podcast, but I've been listening for a while, and I just wanted to call and wish you a happy two-year anniversary. Ever since I watched Lord of the Rings, I fell in love with New Zealand landscaping. I'm sure you've heard that before, but, I get to learn all about it from you, so it's really interesting. And I also love your political podcast. I don't think they're too political at all. But anyway, thank you for all the hard work you put into it, and keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for that, Luna. And how great is it that the first call that I received was from someone who's never called in before? I think that's fantastic. But it's a lovely call. Thank you very much. And I have to say, those of you who have listened for a long time know that there have been times that I've sort of contemplated just giving it up. And what's actually kept me going, as much as my desire to be famous, seriously, what's kept me going is the interaction that I've had with other people, other podcasters, and especially listeners. A lot of the listeners that I've interacted with, other listeners would never even know that that's going on because it goes on behind the scenes. We trade emails, or maybe one of the social networking sites, we trade messages, what have you. The point is that it's the people that I've interacted with that have kept me going. Now, a while ago, you will recall that I got upset about a one-star review that I got on iTunes, which, by the way, has since been removed. But what got me through that was a realization, first of all, that they weren't very important in the overall scheme of things, but also the fact that I got one one-star review, but I had 37 five-star reviews on that same feed. On the other feed, I had one one-star review, and I still have that. Two-star review, and I have 23 five-star reviews. So clearly the people who like what I do vastly outnumber the one jerk who didn't. Also, over the years, I have gotten probably dozens of emails from various people. Some of them are just listeners. They like various aspects of what I do. And other listeners are interested in New Zealand. They're interested in emigrating. They're interested in the sorts of things that I talk about for that reason. And that's really what keeps me going, because I love this interaction. I also love, obviously, to feel useful to people. The information that I give is useful. And so if any of you have ever hesitated to contact me, don't be afraid. I don't bite. And I absolutely love the contact with people. And I've also said frequently, and last time as well, that I'm more than willing to take on listener questions as subjects for the podcast. So, you know, by all means, ask questions too if you have them. And yes, Luna, I have heard people say that they fell in love with New Zealand after seeing Lord of the Rings. But I have to tell you that virtually all of the scenery that you see in Lord of the Rings is real. There are obviously some that aren't. The battle scenes and so on are usually added to, shall we say. But Mount Doom and things like that, they're real places. And there are guidebooks you can get. If any of you ever come to New Zealand and you want to look up these places, you can go see them for yourself. They are really quite stunning, a lot of these places, in real life. So, that's not an unusual thing, and I don't think it's a bad thing. Now let's go on to call number two.
G'day, Arthur. It's Scotty here, just ringing to say a very happy two-year anniversary for your podcast. And it actually seems longer than that, which I know you might take that as being a negative thing. But I actually mean because you've done so much, and I feel like we've all gotten to know you really well. And it's been really interesting hearing about your life in New Zealand as a Yankee. So anyway, keep up the great work. I look forward to the next show. Bye. LittleAussieButler.net.
Well, thanks for that, Scotty. Scotty was referring to his own brand new podcast at the end there, Little Aussie Battler. And I actually don't have links on my sites yet, but I will soon as I can get to it. But you may recall, Scotty, from the the Amarin's podcast episode on Sorry Day, where he was providing updates. He was the Amarin's podcast special correspondent. But he's a great guy. I've enjoyed interacting with him and enjoyed being on Archer's show with him from time to time. And do check out his podcast at littleozzybattler.net, and there will be links at some stage on my sites. But up next is another one of my favorite people I've interacted with a lot over the internets.
Okay, let's see. You take one expat in New Zealand who's too political, put him in a house of three, Arthur, Nigel, and Jake, four equal rights, five, I'm not going to be able to go all the way to 150. Well, Arthur, happy two-year potiversary from Lord Byron in Illinois. Have a good one.
I thought that was absolutely hilarious. Thank you very much, Your Lordship. And doesn't he have a great voice? I've been saying that he should do his own podcast. So if you want to encourage him, you can leave a comment at the site, amarinspodcast.com, and suggest that he do his own podcast. But thank you very much. And Lord Byron and I have exchanged a lot of emails, especially about Illinois stuff when Blagojevich stuff was going on. But he's great fun, and I certainly appreciate his listenership and support. And now it's time for the next one.
Hello, Mr. Arthur. This is David, that blue jeans guy, and I wanted to send congratulations on 2 years of podcasting. That's quite an accomplishment, keeping that thing going and, well, branching out into two podcasts now. So certainly congratulations on everything. Love the show. Keep it going. Keep us entertained. Keep us informed. Keep us up to date, and always keep us informed again about what's going on in New Zealand. So thanks again, and I'll be talking with you later. Bye.
Thank you so much for that, David. He and I have been on the Archer Group Show a few times together, and I listen to his podcast, of course, and he is coming up on his 200th episode, and that is a big achievement, and he's put a lot of work into his episodes over the years. He is in the midst right now of doing a series of podcasts with Tom the Ramble Redhead, sort of a recap of American Idol. And I personally don't know of other podcasters doing that. Maybe there are, but I don't listen to them, obviously. But I do listen to David, that Blue Jeans guy. And, of course, there are links to his site on my two sites. And now I'm going to move on to the next one.
Hi, this is Jason from Two Political Podcast at twopolitical.com. And I'd like to congratulate you, Arthur, on your second anniversary. Your podcast was the parent to this one, so it's kind of like we're having an anniversary, too. So congratulations. Oh, let me do it again. I'll be more sincere this time.
No, I think that'll be all right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to edit that out. Okay, I'll just leave a space here so I know where to cut it. Well, thanks for that, Jason. And, you know, he did that all by himself. I gave him no help in how to put that together. I'm very impressed, very happy with that. So thanks for that. And that is, of course, our new podcast together, twopolitical.com. Now, though, I'm going to move on to the next message.
Hi, Arthur. It's Big Brother. And I want to congratulate you on your sesquicentennial episode, which just happens to coincide with your two-year anniversarium. Congratulations! And thanks for playing!
Thanks for that, Big Fatty. Big Fatty is one of my favorite podcasters. I never miss his show, and I've been on Archer's show with him a few times as well. And there's a bit of a story behind that. When I was on the Archer Group show earlier this week, he was on it as well and said that he'd sent it to me, and I hadn't listened to it, but we were having a chit-chat, as you do. And I said that I was upset that I couldn't call this episode my sesquicentennial because he'd already done that, and there's my anniversarium. And then I listened to it and found out that he had said those words, and I thought, oh my God, I'm starting to think like Big Fatty. The horror. But Big Fatty is fun. You can find his podcast at bigfattyonline.com. And for the love of God, make sure you have the word online in there. Otherwise, your eyes will bleed. But Big Fatty is big fun. Thank you. And now on to the next message.
Hi, Arthur. This is Archer from archerradio.com, calling to wish you congratulations on your 2 years of podcasting. I think I've listened to every single one of your episodes. And I love hearing about Australia and all the different topics you talk about, especially politics. And I think you should do a segment or at least a show about prostitution in New Zealand. I think that would be really interesting. Anyway, congratulations, and here's to at least 2 more years. Bye.
Thanks for that, Archer. You think you've listened to every episode, have you? And what have my episodes been about?
I love hearing about Australia.
I see. Australia, huh? You can't give Archer too much grief about that. He's got the CRS, you know, and doesn't remember sometimes what state he's in, I don't think. Now, Archer's great. He's been a friend since the beginning. He's one of the earliest of the podcasts that I listened to way back when, and was one of the inspirations for my own, of course. And then after I started it, he had me on a group show almost right away. So we go way back. Thank you, Archer. I'm only teasing, and you know that. Now I'm going to move on to the next message.
150 episodes. I'm not sure if that's right, though. It doesn't seem like that. It seems like a lot less. Maybe it's because you people use some kind of weird metric system or something, that maybe the New Zealand podcasts don't actually equal an American podcast, you know, as far as his counts go or something like that. But, you know, if you say it's so, I'm going to take you, you know, at your word that it is. So congratulations and happy 150 or 150th. You say 150 or 150? Anyway, happy it nonetheless.
Who the hell was that? Don't recognize the voice. It came from Columbia, South Carolina. I'm trying to think if I know anybody in Columbia, South Carolina. Are there any podcasters down there or anything like that? I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. Let's see. Columbia, South Carolina. I got nothing. But speaking of South Carolina, other than Big Fatty, the famous podcaster down there, Daniel Brewer, is having a birthday tomorrow on Saturday, so hopefully he'll hear this before then. Happy birthday, Daniel. And, of course, it's a very big deal. Actually, I have no idea if it's a big deal or not, but it's his birthday all the same. And he's with Callbox 7 and Dubious Intent. I wonder if he knows whoever that caller was. I don't know. Anyway, let's move on to the next one.
Hey, Arthur, it's Holly. I just called to wish you a happy 2-year podcasting anniversary and congratulations on your 150th episode. And as always, I love your show and find it very informative and entertaining. So that's all. Love you, mean it. Bye.
Aw, thanks, Holly. Holly is from We're Mean Because You're Stupid, and there are links to her podcast on my sites. And we've interacted for quite a while now, I think, actually. Originally, I think it was on comment section of other podcasts, but then eventually she became a podcaster, and we've interacted quite a lot since then. She's a wonderful person, and I can't speak highly enough of her. She's been very supportive of me, certainly, in the time that I've been podcasting, and I certainly greatly appreciate it. And she does some wonderful things for the animals as well. So thank you again, Holly. And moving on to the next one now.
Hello, Mr. Arthur. It is Tim giving you a call to wish you a very happy 2-year podiversary and 150th show, because I'm lazy and I didn't call in earlier. And I hope this message is coming out. My Skype is sucky, sucky lately. So have a good one and keep up the good work, mister. Bye.
Thank you, Tim. Tim is from the Terminally Single podcast. And again, you'll find links to his podcast on my sites. It's another one I listen to. Getting a theme here. The thing is that that podcasters tend to be friendly with one another. Well, hopefully they are anyway. There are times when they haven't been, because we all sort of do the same thing. We're not really in competition with each other in any meaningful sense. And so it's sort of logical that we would sort of become friendly with one another. And Tim's certainly been supportive of my podcast. I've tried to be supportive of his as well. And certainly something that I listen to. And as I said, you can find links on both my sites. And now for the next message.
Hi, Arthur. This is Nessa. I just wanted to call and say congratulations on your second year of podcasting. And I can't wait to hear what you do in the next 2 years, in 3 years, in 4 years, in 5 years, because I refuse to let you stop. Anyways, thank you so much for what you do, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Nessa. Nessa is another sweetie that I've met through the world of podcasting, and she and her husband Derek do the Stars and Tartan podcast, which, again, you'll find links on my site. I should have just recorded that and displayed that all the time. But Nessa's another great person. She's been very supportive of me, and I hope I've been supportive back. And she's a great person. So thank you very much, Nessa. And now on to the next message.
Hey, Arthur, this is Anthony from Ashantino Lemon, and I'm probably too late with this, and I'm not going to sing, but just wanted to call and congratulate you and say that I always feel smarter listening to you either on your show or Archer's show. So congratulations once again, and many, 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 many more shows to you. And no, I'm not going to sing. Seriously, I'm not going to sing.
Well, while you all were listening to that, I went out and I had some dinner, had a few wines. My tongue's a bit thick now, but it is Friday night, so you got to cut me some slack. But I'm back now. Thanks for that, Anthony. And, of course, Anthony was away for a while on a bit of a hiatus, and he's back now with his various podcasts. And I am now going to go directly on to the next voicemail message.
Hi, Arthur. This is Tom from the Ramble Redhead Show. Just wanted to give you a quick call to give you my congratulations on your fine achievement of not only celebrating your two-year anniversarium of doing your podcasts and everything, but also you're celebrating your 150th episode. That's fantabulous. And, you know, I think you're an awesome, awesome guy, and you have a wonderful partner, Mr. Nigel. And remember that I'm the only podcaster that you have ever met. And, of course, I'll be the only one that you will always remember. Just kidding. But, you know, I love you, and I wish you all the best. And here's to 150 and a bazillion years more. So I wish you all the best, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for that, Tom. And Tom, of course, is right. He is the only podcaster I've ever met in real life. As it stands right now, the only one I have any remote chance of meeting is probably Scotty from Little Aussie Battler. You never know. There might be some others, but at the moment, that's about it. But Tom is a great guy. He's been a great supporter and a great friend, more importantly, over the years. And since the very beginning, he's offered encouragement and support and more encouragement. And, of course, I was a guest on his podcast, on a two-parter, where I actually told the backstory to the whole Amarin's phenomenon, which I'm sure is in his archives, and you can go back and find that. But thanks very much for that, Tom, and I certainly value your friendship as well. Now, the last message of the day is, and I'm not playing these in order, I should probably say, but the last message of today is one I can't quite characterize. It is probably, I'm laughing ahead of time, because it's probably, and I have to say this, I'm sorry, Big Fatty, but I have to say this, this is probably the best anniversary type message I've ever heard for any podcast anywhere. I'm sorry, it just is. And I'll play that now.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
Wait.
What?
Who is this for again?
It's for Arthur.
Arthur?
Yeah, Amarin's. Arthur. It's his two-year anniversary.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Arthur. Amarin's.
Don't be a smartass.
All right.
Put on the record.
All right. I'm putting it on. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go.
When does it start?
In a second.
All right, don't get smartass with me, please.
Go. Happy anniversary. Oh, there's a lot more to this song.
Yeah, we don't need to do it all.
All right. Happy anniversary, Arthur.
Happy anniversary, Arthur.
Was that great or what? That, of course, was the fabulous Auntie Vera Charles and her conscience together in the same message. Thank you to you both. I deeply appreciate it. And we'll probably listen to it without the rest of the podcast. I think I'd like to end today kind of where I left off after that first message, which is that the main thing that I've gotten from this podcast over the past 2 years is the human connection. Whether you're talking about listeners or other podcasters, doesn't really matter. It's that connection one-on-one that I've certainly valued the most. I think, and I've blogged about this, I think that this world is increasingly disconnected, that the sense of village is long gone. And some of us are probably looking for that out in the internets, in the various social sites, MySpace or Facebook or Twitter or even whatever. And I think some of us have found it through the medium of podcasting, whether we are podcasters or listeners or both, as I am. I think maybe it's served as a bridge. It's served as a connection between us. I know that I value greatly the connections that I've made to other people through this podcast. And I hope that some of you have found something of value as well, whether it's something that I've said that has been particularly useful, or maybe you've just enjoyed the having a 30-minute or whatever connection with me through the podcast to learn something about me or about New Zealand or about being an expat. It doesn't really matter. If you've had a personal connection, then I've succeeded. It doesn't matter if I have one download or a billion downloads. If I've connected with individuals, that's really all that matters at the end of the day. Now, I like to think that over the past 2 years, I've become better at doing this. I know that when I listen to the earlier episodes, I think that I'm doing better now than I was then. It just similarly, I suppose, that I think my blog posts are better now than they were when I started. I guess practice makes better, if not perfect. I'm no genius. I'm not as bright as some people seem to like to say that I am. What I've benefited from over the years are really good teachers at the primary, secondary, and university levels. They taught me to think. They taught me to think for myself. They taught me to question. They taught me even maybe to be a wee bit cynical from time to time. But most importantly, they taught me to look up things for myself, to not take other people's word for it, but to find the truth on my own. And I suppose if I could convey one thing to other people, it would be that. There is a truth out there, as the X-Files would have us believe. There is a truth out there, and we can find it on our own if we go looking for it. So don't take for granted that what somebody, even me, tells you is true. Investigate it for yourself. But while you're doing that, don't be shy about making connections with other people. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't think it's weird. It's not. Because chances are very good that if you're making connections with somebody else, they're probably making connections back with you. I know I have. I've enjoyed every minute of the past 2 years. Well, most of them anyway. And I hope you have too. I plan to be around for quite a while from now on. We'll see how things go. I don't know what episode 151 will bring, but it will probably bring more and different. Thanks for being with me in the past 2 years, and I hope you'll be with me for however long this continues. Thanks, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye. You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Amerinds Podcast at amerindspodcast.com. You can send an email to me at Arthur, that's A-R-T-H-U-R, at amerindspodcast.com, or you can ring my U.S. comment line on 206-666-5172. This podcast is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.